Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Back to school is just around the corner for many families, and this will be a year unlike any other as the pandemic continues. While navigating the mask debate that's going on across the country, parents also have a lot of questions about how to manage the social and academic aspects of returning to class. Abby Freireich is a teacher, tutor, and a parent who is the co-author of Homeroom, an education advice column for parents from The Atlantic. Abby, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jane. Great to be here with you.
So you've been getting a lot of questions from parents that we want to get to, but first we need to address masking. I personally have two high school kids who were quite upset when they heard they'd have to wear their masks again this year at school. It's so hard for these kids after everything they've been through. What are you hearing from kids and from parents about masking up yet again at school?
So I think your kids are in the majority of children who are not thrilled about the idea of having to wear masks. My sons are definitely firmly in that camp as well. The reality is that parents have very mixed reactions to wearing masks. I think that it really in general correlates to the vaccination rate. So areas where vaccination rates are high, parents tend to be more pro-masks in the classroom, whereas in regions of the country where vaccination rates are lower, parents may be a little bit more anti-kids wearing masks, and everyone, of course, is eager to get back to normal. The question is how soon to do so and what are the risks in doing so?
Yeah. Well, here's another important question that you've heard from parents. It's been nearly 2 years of remote or start and stop in-person learning. How can I make sure that our kids catch up to where they should be? What do you think, Abby, about that question?
This is a really tough question that teachers and parents are all grappling with. I think all parents have a profound sense of anxiety now about how are we going to catch up? Are we ever going to catch up? The reality is that parents should try their best not to impart that sense of anxiety to their kids, because all kids right now are also feeling anxious for a whole host of reasons, and that it's really the teacher's job to assess at the beginning of the year where kids are. Some kids are going to need shoring up in terms of foundational skills. Other kids will be at grade level. And really, teachers are going to have to assess and reassess throughout the year to figure out what those benchmarks are. And perhaps more importantly than academics is also the social emotional piece and being attuned to how kids are doing throughout the school year with all of these changes.
That kind of tees up the next question, which is, how can I prepare my child for social integration in school after so much time being remote?
So I think one of the most important things is to scale back on screen time. So many kids have been remote, they've been on their iPads all day long, both for academic purposes and for socializing. That's really been the only way that they can connect with their friends. So I think having parents organize get-togethers with their friends, with kids and their friends, to set up play dates or to really have that in-person interaction and scale back on the screen time, which can be incredibly isolating for kids and can make it more difficult to reintegrate socially into the classroom thereafter.
We have this question that I'm sure a lot of parents can relate to. After the stress of the last school year and a half, should we let our kids just be kids for the last few weeks of summer, or should we try to prepare them for the upcoming school year? What do you think, Abby?
I think this is a question that all parents are grappling with at this time. And the reality is, I think it's most important to just let kids be kids to the degree possible in these very stressful and uncertain times. All kids have gone through so much stress in the past couple of years. So I think where possible to let them get outdoors and recharge and socialize with one another, that really needs to be the number one priority. That being said, if parents are really anxious about the upcoming school year, there are low-key ways to integrate learning into the summer. So if kids, for example, need to work on arithmetic, they could have a lemonade stand and work on making change, or, you know, just making it low-key and finding what their interests are and going with an academic route through those interests versus trying to impose a lot of work at the end of the summer, I think is key.
I have to say it's been really important for me to really validate the emotions of my kids who've been through so much, as all kids have in this pandemic, mm-hmm. socially, emotionally, academically, just acknowledging how hard it's been and may continue to be. How can parents right. best do that, Abby?
I think the most important thing is before the school year starts to sit down with your kids and to have an honest conversation with them, just to get their point of view on how they're processing this unusual time and to acknowledge that things aren't back to normal and that we're all trying to figure out what normal really means in the first place. And I think what's really key right now is for parents to encourage their kids to self-advocate. So whether kids have a question in class that they'd like to ask their teachers because they're curious about something or need clarification, or just to check in emotionally and socially to see how kids are doing, that's really paramount at this point in time.
Good advice. Abby Freireich is co-author of Homeroom, a column in The Atlantic helping parents navigate their children's education. Abby, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Jane.